It is terrific to be here for Book Club once again. I love bringing you books. Just one of my favorite things, sharing books. And today I have got a terrific YA young adult novel, Tracks of the Missing, from Carl Marison and Hakia Hustler. Now, Carl Marison and Hakia Hustler are the authors of the critically acclaimed novel Black Cockatoo. Carl is a Jaru and Kija man from Halls Creek. He works with young Indigenous boys focusing on improving engagement and education. And Carl was nominated for the Australian of the Year in 2016. Hakia is an English teacher who has taught around Australia, including in remote Aboriginal communities. And let me introduce you to Tracks of the Missing. Declan Archer, Deck, to his friends, has arrived at school to news that's shocked the community. Old Mr. Henry, infamous for selling sly grog to locals, has been found. Drowned. To make matters worse, the bus returning the Year 12 camp is running late. And this has got Deck stressed because he and his mates were mucking around near the bus not that long ago. The cops are talking to everyone and Deck is one of the first students called up. Could Mr. Henry's death be murder? And if so, what does that mean for the busload of missing students? From the start, Tracks of the Missing draws the reader into its adventure. From Deck's perspective, this is a calamity. He's got family and friends on the bus, and he knows the cops don't understand the country well enough to search properly. Deck wants to investigate, and he and his mates are ready to ditch school and join their family. It's not that simple, though. Deck has a big footy trial coming up. It's not that often the big city scouts come to their remote community. If Deck misses the chance to show his skills, then he might miss the only chance he has to get out of the town and see the world. Now, Deck's hand is forced when his grandfather, a renowned tracker, enlists him to the search. Hitting the road with a reluctant police officer, they head into the bush away from the main search party. Grandfather has a feeling. Deck backs him up, but there is something worrying them both this time. Now, I hope you've gotten a little bit of a sense just from that introduction that Carl and Hakia's style in Tracks of the Missing is sharp and pacey. When I spoke with Carl and Hakia for Final Draft, they described wanting to engage young readers in a way that's exciting but isn't off-putting to those who feel less confident in their reading skills. Carl also talked about wanting to engage young men, particularly the ones in communities where he's worked, with stories that relate to their personal experience. Tracks of the Missing is a thrilling mystery, but at its heart, we have Deck. He vacillates between the pull to solve it, to save his family, to save his friends, but also that pull of leaving it behind to follow his footy dreams. Carl talked to me about this pull and that need to walk in two worlds. So for young Indigenous men who are drawn to culture, but also drawn to opportunities that things like sporting achievement, especially in remote communities, what that offers. The novel also highlights this relationship between Deck and his grandfather. The latter half of the novel is hugely occupied with this relationship, with them working together, but also with Deck reflecting. And as they track the missing bus, Deck, he reflects on these skills that his grandfather has taught him, this connection they share, this time they've spent, but also how this will all be lost. His grandfather is getting old and one day will die. Deck is like so many young Indigenous people, building connections with their culture and worrying that the generation that carries that culture is getting old. Tracks of the Missing also does fascinating things with white conceptions of genre. And what I mean there is, like, I was brought up, you know, when I studied with certain ideas about how stories work, what we call genre. We recognize it in our films, in our books. But if you think you know YA or adventure or even fantasy, Tracks of the Missing will shake down your preconceptions and introduce new ways to think about these storytelling tropes. It is an incredible novel. It concerns itself with racism and how racism plays out. It concerns itself with intergenerational trauma, but also resilience, survival. I found it just a wild ride with a strong heart. It taught me so many things about the legacy of colonization and dispossession, and also challenged my notions about the endurance of culture. Tracks of the Missing is out now from Mugabala Books. Just a quick shout out to Mugabala Books. They are an independent Indigenous publishing house that have been around since the 80s. They produce an incredible range of titles from First Nations writers. Most particularly, I want to call out, they have amazing books for younger readers. If you are concerned with supporting a change in the kinds of stories that are told in this country, and also offering Indigenous perspectives, stories from different nations throughout this country to younger readers. They are a must. They're always my go-to when buying books for family and for young friends. Thank you for having me back for Book Club. Incredible to share this book. I would be remiss if I didn't shout out also to Sydney Writers Festival happening this week. I'm going to be there on Saturday. Keep your eyes open. I would love to see you. My name is Andrew Popel. I'll also be back on Saturday with Final Draft. Till then, happy reading. Bye now.